touch the ground. Oh, comfort me in times of doubt. Sweet despair, all lies and cares and a falling out. With my friends I used to follow, nearly everybody's daughter. That's until you.
Candy Butchers here at WMFO, 11:09 in the evening.
Is he local?
Yeah.
Yes, he was a prodigy guitarist, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Started as a little kid.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did he jump out of the womb playing the guitar? No, probably
no,
not.
He didn't.
Do you know of him, Bob?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah.
I love his stuff.
Yeah.
It's just popping happy and stuff.
I think what they used to do when certain guitarists, like blues guitarists, would come to town, they'd have him come on stage and play a song like they did with Jimmy Bez and a bunch of other players.
Yeah. Prodigies come up like that. Tyler Morris. Yeah.
What's the one from Salem? What's his name? Eric Reardon.
Eric Reardon, yeah, yes, right.
Yeah. So that was Candy Butcher's, the CD is Play With Your Head, You Belong To Me Now. Golden Smog just before that from the CD called Weird Tales, It Was Until You Came Along. Frightened Rabbit just before that from 2010's The Winter of Mixed Drinks. That was Swim Until You Can't See Land. Probably because you had too many mixed drinks.
That's course that happens.
I think. The Cast Irons. Hey, we heard of the Cast Irons?
Hey, let's give them a round of applause
right.
again.
Yeah. Thanks for coming down.
The Broken Hearts Club is their collection of great tracks that was Unsettled, requested by Angela.
Angela.
Yay.
I think she's the number one fan in the fan club, isn't she?
I think
she?
So, yeah. She should be.
Does she get any rewards for doing any mileage points or anything?
Points. And the Rockin' Tours, the brilliant Rockin' Tours started us off that set from a single called Now That You're Gone. That's coming out just in the beginning of 2019. Jack White slays it again. Mm. All right. We've got about 49 more minutes or so.
Boy, it's going quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a good night.
Yeah, it's not dragging along at all.
If it's success, I'll take credit for it.
Sure.
Okay.
Dandy Warhols, believe it or not, have a new record coming out in 2019 called Why You So Crazy.
I'd screw up that name.
Why You So Crazy? Love these guys. This is called Forever, brand new noise at WMFO. Medford.
upstairs and he's punching out words like he's spitting straight at you. If you're gonna write that book, boy, it better be soon. 'Cause mom over there with a blanket stare, she's fixing up her room like a beautiful tomb. Everybody gotta be somebody sooner or later. Yeah, everybody gotta be somebody sooner or later. When I get tired of feeling, I wanna start all over again. Digging real deep, but I see I'm only burying myself. Tired of feeling.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
by request here at WMFO from my college buddy Mike Maloney from the Streets of Fire soundtrack. That was Tonight Is What It Means to Be Young. Hope you were up late to hear that, Mike. Just before that, excellent Boston rock and roll from Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk. Their CD is Masters. That was St. Vitus Dance. Everything I've heard from them, Mr.
Yeah,
Mike,
if you don't know the lineage of the band, the pedigree of the band, you have James Melanson, who was in Popgun, and a bunch of other bands. He was in
Easy for you to say.
Chaco Lavage. Yeah. Also, he's a North Shore band. I think Bob over there knows him.
Yeah.
Also, he was in. You have Fred Pinot was in the Atlantics.
Oh, yeah.
And the Kenmores, and a bunch of other bands. He actually performed with the Brigands.
Did he?
He did the Big City Rockets, which does the Atlantic songs. You have on bass just recently. He was in Two Saints. I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. And the drummer who used to be in Fire King, our friend Smitty Smit, and
who's been with Brian on Brian's show.
Yeah.
Recently. I think there's a show coming up in a couple of weeks where it's Tsunami of Sound, Little Billy Lost, and Keytar Bear, the guy in the Bears who plays in the subways.
Yeah,
it's around here somewhere, and it's on a weekend day. It's coming up, so I happen to notice that. And I think Smitty Smit was doing a poster for it or something like that.
Yeah, he does a lot of heavy promotion there. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so excellent sound from Little Billy Lost. Just great. Love, more great Boston rock and roll from 2018's Picture CD. That was Somebody Sooner or Later. Justine the Unclean, more Boston Heartaches and Hot Problems, their EP that came out last year. Almost last year. It says 2018, so I'm already ahead of myself.
Yeah, you're into the next decade already.
Love Doesn't Know a Thing was that one. And brand new from the Dandy Warhols, Why You So Crazy is their CD. That's Forever.
I wanted to mention, since, sorry to interrupt, but New Year's Eve is coming up, and what I do on the North Shore is New Year's Eve, they have New Year's Rockport Eve, or Rockport New Year's, I guess they call it. It's something like 6 to midnight up there, and they have all these different groups and individual performers and all sorts of different types of music. And you'd be surprised. You can see people like John Butcher, Willie Loco Alexander, What Time Is It, Mr. Fox, and so on.
Yeah.
And you can go from church to library to whatever. They'll have blues, folk, jazz, doo-wop, soul, a whole bunch of things, and you can pick and choose what you want.
Is it a walkable thing?
Yeah, it's very walkable. Yeah. One of the places there is a really gorgeous place called the Shaylin Lou, and I saw What Time Is It, Mr. Fox there. But it's just a fun thing in this small town, and at the end, you go to, right next to the Christmas tree is, they have a fire engine holding up a ball, in the ladder.
Yeah.
And they start to slowly drop it. Everyone counts down. And then if you're like me, you get on the road before the drunks do, and you get home, in my case, to Beverly. But it's just a fun thing. Over in Beverly, they have something similar. It ends at 7:30 at night. Yeah. They go, 7 o'clock, Christmas in Europe, yay, yay.
Yeah.
No, Rockport, they do it till midnight. Nothing against the folks at First Night Boston or whatever but I would rather do that, go up to Rockport, a nice little town. My sister lives there, actually.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah, so it's something fun to do. And of course, Boston, was that the ones that originated the whole First Night thing?
Yes, they did, and it was basically duplicated all over the country. They did run into, they lost their financial backing.
Yeah.
I think they're stable again. But other people have duplicated that across the country.
Yeah, well, around here, I'm sure people could take the tea and everything to some of these events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, we're going to stay home. Your church in your neighborhood might have a nice acoustic performance,
Yeah.
I know that your friend, David Breen is going to be.
David Breen, yeah, he's got something going on.
Pearl Street.
I think he's at Pearl Street Station on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The Wild West Variety Show there and everything.
Yeah.
Just a whole lot of fun. And it's just great to get out there on New Year's Eve.
There's all kinds of stuff, and it's family friendly, most of it, yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. These little towns here or downtown Boston, there's stuff to do.
Yep. Hope the weather's not too cold.
I hope not either. It was 4 below 0 last year.
Yeah.
Not this year.
I had to walk to my car a few blocks, and it was very tough.
Yeah.
So what do you got going on, Mike? I think you got somebody we know queued up.
Wait, I just heard, what time is it, Mr. Fox? Oh, it's 11:38, almost 11:39 here at WMFO. Starting just about almost our last set of the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, a brand new rock and roll from a Boston band called Glowbox.
Yeah.
Speaking of local power pop, they're so good.
Yeah.
And their brand new album's called Fossil Fuel, and this one is Nice to Know You.
It's nice Glowbox. Nice to know you, too.
Here at WMFO Medford.
took her to park on the overpass. And rocks hit the water like broken glass. I should have known right then that was too good to last. God, it's such a drag when you live in the past.
Searching for life. If I die before I wake, so
There's some wonderful music there from Todd Rundgren at WMFO, 11:55 p.m. here with Mike, and Bob.
Mike.
And we're getting tired here.
WMFO Medford. I want to first thank my co-host, Mike Newman, for helping put this together.
Yeah, you thanks.
I want to thank Bob Nelson from WMFO.
Yes, right, thank you. Yeah.
I want to thank Mark Hurwitz.
Or just Hurwitz.
Hurwitz.
Yeah.
From Boston Hidden...
Hidden, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Boston Hidden Restaurants.
Hidden Restaurants. I want to thank the Castans, Eric and Bob French, yep. And Angela, the wife, and Alex, who was hanging out with us for a while. We had a really fun time, and I think we will do it again.
Yep. So let me just run through these songs quickly. Thank you, Mike, as well, too.
Yeah.
Nick Lowe was just before that from Quiet Please, the new best of Nick Lowe. What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding? Echo and the Bunnymen, live covering It's All Over Baby Blue. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their, the American Treasure Deluxe posthumous release. Even the Losers, live at Rochester Community War Memorial back in September 89. It was wonderful. And Glowbox, our own Glowbox from Fossil Fuel, the record that came out this year. Nice to Know You. All right, we're done, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with another Boston band called Jackals,
yeah.
Who came in here when they used to be Jack and Katie.
Yeah.
And now they're just all big stars and everything. I'm so proud of them.
Again, thank everybody. Thank you for being part of the WMFO Radio Hang End of the Year Review.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll do it again next year.
All
right, we're going to leave you with Jackals. Their record called Bat Brains is excellent. We'll leave you with the sound of something else. Thanks for listening to us here at WMFO.
Good night.
Medford.
Shadow.